This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, and in fact, around the world. You're listening to Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of news, current affairs, opinion and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 25th of November. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. Macca, what a week it's been. How do you think our Prime Minister's feeling?
Shitty.
What a week has he
Shitty.
Had?
I mean, that's why I said it's like Falcon Crest without the continuity.
I was listening to Patricia Cavallis and Fran Kelly this morning, and they're interviewing Virginia Trioli.
Yep.
You know, I just love those women.
Yes, they're great, aren't they?
I can listen
great
to them all day. I can't wait to get them into this studio.
Yep.
And Virginia said for her, federal politics was a little bit like watching Dallas.
Yeah, see, I think Falcon Crest. Mainly because there were too many shoulder pads in Dallas, but fewer in Falcon Crest, and that's a reflection of Julie Bishop.
But Dallas went from crisis to crisis.
Oh, well, Falcon Crest was no walk in the park. It is. It's, of course, you know, all the reasons that you don't have a sitting of federal parliament because, oh, well, you know, when the marriage equality bill comes from the Senate, let's have some time, you know, let that go through the Senate, then come to the House of Reps. Good argument until you realise there's 73 other pieces of legislation sitting on the notice paper in the House of Reps.
We've got nothing to do.
Got nothing to do.
Let's just take a week off.
That's right. You know.
On the payroll.
Well, of course. You don't go into this task from many years as working in government and community organisations and boards. You don't go into a room if you know there's an ambush, do you?
No.
No.
No, you play your cards carefully.
That's right.
Don't you?
Yeah. You ring in sick. Or you just don't turn up. So,
Macca, other big news during the week. Midsummer launched its festival guide.
Oh, did it?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't get an invite.
It's the fattest program I've seen yet. So I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into it and having a good look
invite?
At what's on. Oh, yeah, but I'm not a member. And, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. But I'm really looking forward to the program and having a good squiz and marking out what things I'm going to go
through. How many years is it now?
Oh, I don't know. It'd have to be 25 years.
Makes
it?
Me feel old because, you know, when Optus was a sponsor and then Ford was a sponsor, I was involved in all that.
You were giving out free SIM cards, weren't you?
Yes.
And, well, let us say that.
And Laser Goddess, remember those parties?
No, what's Laser Goddess?
Now, what was the name of the little club on Swanston Street, almost opposite the town hall? Anyway, we had these fundraising parties with Laser Goddess. It was a laser show, and this is like many years ago, Paul. It was very, very advanced for its time, and they were midsummer parties. They were fundraisers for midsummer. There you go. You are on Joy 94.9, Saturday Magazine, Macca and Tass. Now, we had we saw the voluntary assisted dying legislation pass the Legislative Council, 22-18, with some amendments. It goes back to the lower house. Let's, fingers crossed, assume that it passes the lower house again, that the amendments are acceptable to everyone in the lower house that voted yes. So,
are you familiar with what the amendments are, Macca?
Not all of them. I know there were some on the time limits and also the, I think, how long or the period after the medication had been used when what was left had to be returned. One of the amendments was around the time frame, which went back to 6 months, other than for, I think, if you had, was it muscular dystrophy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't follow all the other amendments. Are you across them?
No, look, I'm not actually. I did read the original report that came out of the Ministerial Advisory Committee, headed up by the former AMA president.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of pretty amazing people, including Tricia Maloney, who we once interviewed.
Yes, she was on
here
recently
on this program.
On our podcast, if you want it.
Yes, yes, she is. A disability advocate, actually, and gave a great interview here
yes.
in the studio. But she was part of the panel. And the other person who I know is Mary Draper.
Oh,
and
yes, yeah.
Mary Draper's done quite a lot of work in the consumer participation space. So I've actually followed this pretty carefully, but I didn't actually follow the debate. In the end, though, I have to say I was elated that it got through and saw this as being one of those, you know, almost once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. You know, you don't get these sorts of reforms coming through very often. And most parliaments will usually get one, maybe two, conscience votes through per term, and I think this is it for this particular government.
It's even lower than that usually.
Even lower than that, is it? Okay.
It's one or two conscience votes a decade.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So I think it's a great outcome. Of course, there are lots of mixed views about this, and one of the areas that particularly concerns me is that often palliative care is confused with...
Yes.
assisted end-of-life death.
Mm.
And they are two very, very different things. And I don't think that they are exclusive, and I don't think that they are necessarily interlinked either. And it's not a question of one or the other. It's a question of both. I'm really clear about that.
Do you think, Tass, we've seen a discussion, an animated, sometimes misguided discussion about religious freedom around marriage equality. I haven't seen... And I don't know, perhaps I just haven't heard it, but the religious organisations, faith organisations, have not been, I don't think, as virulent about this legislation.
Oh, they have.
Have they?
Absolutely. Oh, they have.
Well, perhaps I just haven't heard them.
A number of faith-based organisations lobbied hard.
Did Tony Abbott and Paul Keating. What an interesting duo that is.
And if you look at these submissions that came to the original inquiry, the faith-based organisations really topped the pops.
Yep.
With their submissions, opposing it, and often not quite to the same degree as they did in the marriage equality space, where they actually bought in arguments that were not about that subject, i.e. marriage equality, but bought in other arguments such as parenting.
Okay, so I've missed some of that debate. It hasn't... Okay, I haven't observed the same level of coverage of it.
No, I think you might be right
In the media that we have about religious freedoms around marriage equality.
I think you might be right about that.
The old ruler with church is hatch, match and dispatch. So they're only interested in the matching and the dispatching. The hatching, they haven't talked about that yet.
They do have some views about that too.
Yeah.
They've got some views about when you can hatch.
Yeah. We're going to be speaking to Dean Smith, the WA Senator, next. What's the number one question you want to ask him, Tass?
I actually have a number of questions I want to ask him. I want to understand what religious freedom means.
Mm.
And I want to understand...
Does that mean you can have communion or not?
I think it's a really interesting question. I'd actually like to maybe to explore that question a whole lot more, because I think the way in which religious freedom has been presented to us is many ways about actually restricting our ability to express ourselves,
yes.
as opposed to allowing everybody to have freedom to speak. So I think that it's a case of it suits some and not the others, as opposed to it being a thing that's actually accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in that, but more importantly, where I'd like to start the conversation with Dean is to get a sense from him how he feels as a gay man.
Mm.
and as a community leader, to have his rights talked about in such a public way and then to be voted on.
Yeah. And how does it feel, you know, when you're sitting in the party room and he's a senator, so, you know, he obviously would have to have a relationship with Senator Abetz, with Eric Abetz. How does it feel sitting in the party room with people that think less of you? They say they don't, but they do. How does that feel?
Well, they must, because of the stuff that they trot out all the time. I mean, if you actually tuned into the debate in the Senate, you'll see that a lot of what has been presented is actually based on hate.
Yeah.
It's not based on inclusion. It's not based on equity. It's not based on love. It's actually based on hatred.
Yeah.
I find that astonishing.
Mm.
And to think that these people actually want to argue for religious freedom, but what they really want to do is to have the freedom to spread hatred and talk about hatred and to talk about discrimination in a way that is sanctified. That's the bit that I find really upsetting in this debate.
What do you think Jesus would think?
Well, I think it's pretty clear what Jesus would think. I mean, yeah, Jesus has a thing called the Ten Commandments,
yeah.
And they talk about loving thy neighbour as thyself. They talk about not being dishonest and so forth.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.